Well, hello, this is Pete Rizzo from Checkbook IRA, and we're having our weekly podcast, and today we're lucky enough to have Anthony Robinson from Benetrends Services, Benetrends Financial, right outside of Philadelphia, PA. And what Benetrends is, for close to 40 years, Benetrends Financial has been the authority in small business funding. Benetrends pioneered 401k and IRA rollover funding with what they call the Rainmaker plan, which is a copyrighted plan that enables entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to finance businesses or franchises without incurring any upfront taxes, early withdrawal penalties, or debt. Tony is a senior consultant and has been with Benetrends Financial since 2010. He has a marketing degree from Temple University and has helped well over 1,000 entrepreneurs secure funding for their business needs throughout the with the innovative Rainmaker plan. Tony, thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Pete, for inviting me, man. I appreciate it.
And what we want to talk about today is just a little bit about Benetrends, you know, the funding options you have for small businesses, getting going, you know, how COVID-19 is affecting businesses, what exactly you guys do, you know, down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
So, and again, anything you want to throw in that I don't ask you that I forget, feel free to jump in. Okay.
Will do, Pete. Will do.
Okay. Well, you want to give me a little bit, kind of a background of Benetrends? I gave a little bit of background and the clients that it serves. Is it a standalone bank or is it a service industry that, you know, goes nationwide, or I imagine it probably go worldwide, can it?
You got it. So we primarily operate in the state. But we can do some things in Canada, and we've helped some clients in other parts of the world. But primarily, we operate in the States. And what we do, Pete, we help entrepreneurs get access to capital to buy, start, or capitalize a business or franchise. You know, and our typical candidate is going to be looking to use $50,000 or more in retirement funds for a business or franchise. Now, that's just in general. We help people do a few other things as well, but for our conversation today, we'll kind of keep it focused on the retirement plan side and the SBA side.
Okay, because we came across your company was doing some research or trying to help our clients out, you know, that want to do a checkbook IRA or a solo 401k, but they wanted to use it to buy a business. And you and I both know you really can't do that unless you're going to get some pretty onerous taxes that if you do. And, you know, I must say the response we've gotten from clients that have talked to you so far has been phenomenal with the follow-up. And even if they haven't used you, they're still impressed with the amount, you know, how thorough you are and letting them know their options.
You got it, Pete. And it's a good combination. We make a good team here because the transaction that you guys do, the self-directed, and the transaction we do, we call it our Rainmaker plan. IRS calls it a rollover for business startup transaction. They're very similar in that you can use retirement funds in sort of these non-traditional ways, but they're very different in how the investor has to be treated. Right. So with our transaction, the investor really does have to be active. It has to be someone that wants to buy a business or franchise, be the owner operator, be hands-on, do the hiring and the firing, draw an income from the business. So there's just that element of an active business that's important with what we do. And I, from what I understand, for what you guys do, it has to be just the opposite, very passive and very hands-off with the investor.
Right, it does. You're exactly correct, because what the government in its ultimate wisdom doesn't want to happen is to have, you know, nonprofit organizations and such as churches, you know, nonprofit organizations, and IRA being nonprofit, a 401k being nonprofit trust. They don't want them to compete with, you know, mom and pop businesses on Main Street where they aren't paying taxes on their profits and the mom and pop business has to. So they've outlawed that as a, I hate to use the word outlaw, they made it a disqualified investment, or they hit you with a very stiff tax called the UBIT tax if you have an ongoing business to kind of equal the playing field.
Right.
But we're finding with people there are people walking away from, they've been in the corporate world for years. Mm-hmm. And all they've always dreamed of maybe owning a worm farm. And, you know, they own a worm farm and they want to finance it with their IRA or 401k, you know, to live happily ever after and operate their worm farm. But they can't really touch that money. And that's where you guys come in, correct?
You got it. We step right in. And it's interesting. Our world is so interesting because I'll talk to 10, 15, 20 people a day. Sometimes, Pete, and they're doing all kinds of things. Worm farms, restaurants, franchises, car dealerships. I mean, you name it, we're helping people finance them. And it's an awesome world. I really enjoy it. I enjoy sort of that element of working with entrepreneurs who are right at the beginning. You know, they're excited. They're ready to make things happen. And it's a great place to be. So, yeah, that's what we do. We help. Now, the active business is always interesting because we do get people come to us sometimes. They want to do more real estate, right? They want to do some rental properties, things of that nature. It can be a little bit too passive. So we have to meet that active requirement test. And the real challenge there is the person that's investing has to spend at least 1,000 hours a year as an active employee of the business. So the question we have to ask is, will this person spend 20 hours a week managing this type of business? And right. If it's a restaurant, you know, a farm, a car lot, those things are easy. But if it's a two-unit condo on the beach somewhere, it's going to take 1,000 hours a year to manage that. And the answer is probably going to be no. So we'll send those people to companies like yours, Pete, to help them with more of a self-directed transaction.
Okay. Well, now, do you want to explain the Rainmakers Plan? How does it work?
You know, sure. So, this is for
somebody who wants to buy a business with their IRA or 401k funds that they've rolled over. So.
Sure. So how it works, Pete, is this. First step is we need to establish a corporation to operate a business in. And the real key here is it has to be a C corp. You know, so okay. Really that's the first step. Set up a C corp in the state our client's going to operate their business in. Next step, we're going to set up a company retirement account for that C corp. We're going to have a conversation with the client and we're going to customize some type of corporate-based retirement plan, like a 401k plan or maybe a profit sharing plan, maybe some type of defined benefit account depending on the business, how many employees. But we're going to customize some type of corporate retirement account. So you have a C corp. C corp sponsors a company retirement plan.
Can I ask you one quick question?
Our client needs. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead. What did you say, Pete?
Now, if I live in, say, Arizona, and okay. The business I'm buying is in Minnesota, would you set up the C corp in Minnesota or Arizona?
Good question. Yeah, it's a good question. So it really depends on where the client wants to be incorporated. Now, our suggestion is incorporate in the state where the business is going to operate. Keeps it simple.
Okay.
But if the client wants to live in Arizona and operate the business in Minnesota, they can do a registered agent to set up a corporation in Minnesota and still remain in Arizona.
Okay, super. I'm sorry for jumping in by that kind of topic.
It's okay. But we do suggest you incorporate in the state where the business is going to be located, especially if it's a brick and mortar type business. Right. Keeps it simple.
Okay.
All right. So we've got the C corp. C corp sponsors a company retirement plan. Our client, who has to be okay being an active employee, working at least 1,000 hours a year for this corporation, they open an account inside the company retirement plan. Okay. Once they open an account inside the company retirement plan, it now allows them to take existing IRA, 401k, and other types of retirement accounts, and they can request that the money they need gets rolled over into this new plan. And because it's a rollover transaction, there are no taxes or penalties involved. The money just rolls over from the existing plan into this new plan. Now, we work with Fidelity, so the money will end up rolling into a Fidelity account tied to the company plan.
Okay.
And once that money gets in the new plan, our client gets to invest the money. Like any regular retirement account, the clients get to invest the money. And the real magic of our transaction is we make company stock an investment option for this rollover money. So the client takes the money that's been rolled over to the plan, and they use it to buy stock in the C Corp.
Okay, so you're investing in your own company.
You're investing in your own company. So money now moves from the company plan directly into the corporate checking account as an investment. In exchange for that investment, C Corp issues private company stock, and that private stock is now moved into the retirement plan in exchange for the cash.
Okay, now can you roll a Roth over?
A Roth IRA. Good question. So Roth are tricky. You can roll over a Roth 401k.
Okay.
So Roth 401ks, you can roll into our plan. We can structure our plan so that it allows for Roth 401k rollovers. Roth IRA rollovers cannot be used.
So okay, just like a solo 401k then. You could, the same rule applies right in there. Okay.
Exactly. Yep, same rule there. You know, the problem is that Roth IRAs cannot be rolled into anything other than another Roth IRA. So once you get money in a Roth IRA, it's pretty much stuck in that account or another Roth IRA account. You can't roll it into like a qualified plan like we've established.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So then that once that gets, when that gets set up, you're investing in your own business, which gives you the capital to either purchase it or, you know, operate it, correct?
You got it. So once that money hits the corporate account, that C-Corp checking account, the money's now available for any legitimate business expense, be it buying a franchise, starting a brand new business, buying an existing business. If it's an existing business that just needs some working capital, or say the owner decides to stop paying rent and wants to buy a building, the funds can be used for that. So once the money goes into the corporate account, any legitimate business expense, the money can be used for.
Okay. And then that would, in turn, that retirement account would operate just like any other retirement account with the same rules about taking disbursements, that sort of thing, correct?
You got it. Once the plan's in place, so once the money is in the corporate account, our client buys a, let's say they buy a restaurant. So they bought a restaurant, they're now owner-operators, they have a staff, they have all the normal responsibilities of owning a restaurant. How the plan works, it'll be just a normal active part of the business. Okay. If they have a 401k, they'll just have the 401k rules and requirements. The employees can participate, they can make contributions. The owners, and this is where we really focus, we can really help the owners benefit from the company plan because these plans allow owners to make large contributions. I mean, each participant in the plan can receive up to $57,000 a year as a retirement plan contribution. So if things are really going well, the business is rocking and rolling, a lot of revenue coming in, we can help our clients utilize this retirement plan as a great source of building retirement wealth.
Okay.
Because you can make really large contributions. And the thing that changes for a lot of people is once you own a business, there's a paradigm shift. Uh-huh. You know, if you're an employee, you kind of hope your company gives you some type of company match or you get a little bit from the company each year. But your retirement is primarily financed by salary deferrals. You're putting in your own salary. When you're the owner of a business, there's a paradigm shift where all of a sudden you can decide how much goes into these retirement accounts, and they allow for these amazing, huge contributions that you just wouldn't get from a typical employer. Like my Benetrends, I love the company, but they're not going to give me $57,000 a year as a retirement.
No, they're not. They aren't.
I would love it if they did, but they're just not going to happen. But if I own the business, and I want to give myself $57,000 a year in a retirement plan contribution, I can do it. There's some other guidelines that have to be met in regard to your employees, and you know, the plan has to meet the requirements there. But it's pretty amazing what you can do when you have one of these plans tied to your business.
Well, let me ask a quick question, because what happens a lot is business owners will call us, and they might have a big 401k, or they've got a rollover that's sitting out, IRA sitting out there sometime. And it's usually the first question they have is, can I buy my own business with my 401k money and then rent from that and rent from my 401k? And for us, the answer is no. Now, that would fit right into the, you know, you'd be able to do that under your plan, correct?
Sure. So an existing owner can invest his retirement money into his own company. That's one of the things they can do now. The difference is, though, that the company would not be owned, or if it's a building or something of that nature, it's not going to be necessarily owned by the retirement plan. The ownership remains, well, the ownership's in the plan, but the corporation still operates the business.
Okay.
So but they would be able to get the money out of it. We have owners. Let's say an owner has a big SBA loan on their business, and they're tired of paying the debt, and they have a nice, healthy IRA or 401k balance. They can now roll that money into the company plan, buy stock in the C Corp, and then the C Corp can now use that money to satisfy the debt.
Well, and I would think in like today's world with COVID-19, and you know, there are small companies all over the place that are you know, that they've got debt or on their knees to their lenders trying to put off payments. Sure. That this would be a great alternative because now they can get rid of their debt. And that monkey that hits every month, that train, that sure. interest train, it will no longer be there.
Yeah, Pete, that's true.
That's true. Now, you're also, the company also does SBA funding, don't they?
We do. So the rollover, this whole Rob's transaction, what we call our Rainmaker plan, it's our primary focus. But we do right. have a SBA team, and we do a ton of SBA loans. And the reason we started the SBA team right around the same time I joined the company about a decade ago. And we did it because I'd say 40, 50% of our transactions are somehow tied to some either SBA or bank or seller or home equity financing. There's other financing involved. So we decided why not start our own SBA team? Instead of just telling people to go to their local bank, why not just set up a financing team and we'll do it internally. And we do.
And you had said there's some really neat programs going on right now with that. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Pete, I'd say this, man, this COVID-19 thing has really changed the financing landscape. So yeah. Just because of the, you know, listen, 30 million people have lost their job in the last, what, 6 months or so, in the last 6 weeks or so.
Weeks. It's been if you dial back even 2 months ago, it was a whole different attitude, a whole different job market out there.
You got it. It's night and day, really. Yeah. I mean, you go back, like you said, 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago, stock market's at record highs. Yeah, you know, the economy's just humming along. And all of a sudden, COVID has just come along and just turned us upside down.
Right.
But with that being said, the SBA has really made an effort to help business owners, not only existing, but also new business owners. So some of the things they're really doing for, I think most people have heard of the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program.
Right.
And we got involved in that. We have a direct link to applications on our website. But what it is, it's helping existing owners with their payroll. Listen, if you have a restaurant and your door's been shut for 6-8 weeks, payroll's probably an issue for you.
Right.
And with this whole PPP program, it's the federal government helping business owners cover their payroll.
And well, the one thing I've heard from business owners is that, you know, a lot of the banks, unless they're very well educated in the SBA loans, are having a tough time with these. Is that correct? Or is that true?
That is true. And it's tied to the fact that it had to be rolled out so quickly because there's such an urgent need for it. All the details, especially at the beginning, weren't quite ironed out. So some banks, because the bottom line is the SBA, the government agency, is reimbursing the banks. The bank is using their money to give out the loans, but they're going to get reimbursed by the SBA. So naturally, if you're a banker and the guidelines aren't crystal clear, do you want to hand out hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions of dollars right away and not really know exactly how it's coming back to you?
Right.
So that's there's been more clarity there. There's been a second round of funding that's come about. So it's very helpful for existing business owners. And if you need help with that, that's just a phone call and we can get people directed there.
And that's your website, Benetrends.com, correct? That's where people could.
That's it. Yeah, Benetrends.com.
And they'll have that on there for the.
Yeah,
PPP.
Right on the homepage at top left corner, there's a COVID-19 link. You click on that, and that'll take you right to an application. Information in an application to apply for the emergency financing.
Okay. Okay, now, is your company tied in with a bank in order to be able to do this? Or is this
something you got it. So we are more of a broker. And so we are tied to a network of lenders who help people get financing.
Okay, like a mortgage banker.
You got right. it.
Okay.
Yep. We're tied into different banks that help people get funding for their businesses. And one of the benefits is we work with, you know, we have a large network of lenders and a lot of banks. If you walk into your local bank right off the street and say, hey, give me $500,000 to open up a business, you know, they're probably going to look at you like you have two heads quite often. You know, they're going to look at you every different kind of way to make sure you're serious. Whereas we do that all the time. We help a lot of startup business owners get their funding. It can be a challenge. It's very challenging to walk into a bank and get money. Banks want you to jump through a bunch of hoops and do a little dance for them before they give you anything. Whereas we have the network of lenders lined up that we can help you get that kind of funding without a whole lot of back and forth.
Okay. You know, what are some people should look for when using competitive services, or how are you guys unique? You know, I would imagine, and I know you guys aren't the only ones doing this, but frankly, I mean, you're the ones that seem to have the lock on the service and returning customers' phone calls and that sort of thing. So
you got it. So I want to take one more step back here, Pete, real quick.
Oh, sure.
Jump into that. So as far as the SBA in regards to new business owners, because this is important, the SBA has great programs for new clients, people who are looking to start a business. And number one, the interest rates are just historically low. We're seeing interest rates coming under 6% on an SBA loan, which is just fantastic. It's almost like buying a home mortgage.
Right.
In many cases, the rates are so low. So the interest rates are the lowest they've ever been for commercial financing. So that's number one. Number two, because of COVID, between now and September 27th of this year, if you set up a new SBA loan, the first 6 months of payments are covered. The SBA is going to pay them for you. So it's not
you're
going to take that 6 months of loans and put it on the back end of the term. The SBA is just going to cover it outright. And these SBA loans are typically short term, 5, 7, or 10 years. So you finance $300,000 out over 10 years, it's a sizable payment. And the SBA is going to cover the first 6 months of that.
Now, let me ask a quick question. How much, say somebody wanted to buy a Dairy Queen and $200,000 Dairy Queen, how much down would they have to have? How much down payment with an SBA loan?
So for a startup, assuming a startup, they're going to need at least a 20% down payment.
Okay.
That's a safe number to use. 20% down, and the bank will finance the other 80%. If it's an existing business, Pete, that has good financials and the tax returns are solid, then they might be able to get away with a 10% down payment.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so
10% down on existing, 20% down on new, on startup.
And plus they're not going to have any payments for the first 6 months or so.
Right? Without a doubt. And that's huge for new business owners. It gives this COVID thing time to hopefully play out. And you would think in 6 months from now or 6 months from closing, most business owners would be in a better position to know how to proceed, post COVID.
Oh, that's a godsend for people trying to sell their business too.
It's just phenomenal. I mean, it's a phenomenal, despite all the heartache and all the fear that COVID has created, and it's there for sure. The SBA, the government's really making a push to help people get into business. So it's a dynamic that it's a really scary time, but on the financing side, it's just phenomenal. There's some great deals to be had right now.
I'm really surprised because I've heard of all the different programs. I have not heard of this one. And that's something I think that, people should be standing on the mountaintop screaming.
You got it. It's new. It just came out last month. So it is fairly new.
Yeah.
But it's here, and it's really something that's attractive to a lot of new business owners. Why not? If you don't have to pay those first 6 months of payments, why in the world would you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's after we had a small family business for a few years, about 10 years, and the first 6 months, if we didn't have to make an interest payment, would have been phenomenal. Right. All of a sudden, as you're getting your feet wet and you're getting, you're finding out where your expenses are going to really be. Because you've probably seen it, as well as I have, that, in a business, your financials and your planning can be crystal clear and perfect, but you don't account for the tractor that goes down or something.
People have to find you as well. You got to get people in the door.
Right.
The 6 months is a huge benefit for new business owners.
And how are you guys unique from other services? Like I said, you're unique in that you return phone calls. And I'm going to, I'm going to give some of these guys a nugget because we would refer people to different organizations and, they never get a return call back or they wouldn't get any correspondence until the third or fourth try. And I've seen you guys always treat your clients with respect and trying to help them out, which we really appreciate.
You got it. Being responsive is huge.
And, are there other things that make you unique from other lending institutions?
Yeah, so on the retirement plan side, because that's the big thing. The retirement right. plan program is the it's a big thing. There are a few other providers out there. I think the thing that makes Benetrends unique is, number one, our founder, Lynn Fisher, who's an ERISA attorney, our chairman of the board, he's the guy who created the concept.
Okay.
He fought the battles with the IRS and Department of Labor to get us to where we are today. So our company really started this whole industry that we operate in with these rollover business funding plans. With that being said, it provides us more flexibility in plan design. We can do a lot of different things with these plans. So a 401k might not be the best fit for every business. If it's a mom and pop organization with two or three employees, you might not want to have a great big 401k there. You can do something simple like a profit sharing plan.
Okay.
If it's, say, a existing business that has really good revenue, it's a mature business, then there are some defined benefit accounts that allow owners to make just crazy large in contributions. I mean, some of these plans allow owners to put in up to $200,000 a year for themselves in contributions, some of these DB plans. So we can help people do that. So we give you much more flexibility in the plan design. Another thing, our plan allows you to take a salary right away as a startup business. Some providers tell you can't take a salary in their structure until you generate revenue, or in some cases you have to be profitable before you can start paying yourself a salary, which we find completely problematic. I mean, if you start a brand new business, if you start a grocery store, you got to pay your employees before to stock the shelves and to get the store ready before you open. And if you can't pay them or you can't pay yourself, it's going to make it a tough road to get started. With our structure, you can pay yourself a salary from day one.
Okay, well, that's huge. That's huge. That's
without
a different.
A yeah. A couple other things we have. Our founder, he's an ERISA, and he's on staff. So complex cases, things that have a little bit more complexity or a little bit more flavor to them, we're able to easily take a look at it to make sure it works for the structure. So having an ERISA attorney on staff is huge. We have an actuarial team headed by an IRS enrolled actuary, and he takes care of any kind of compliance concern or any kind of audit or inquiry by the IRS Department of Labor. We have a team specifically structured just to take care of those issues.
Okay.
And now you last thing here, Pete. Last thing, Pete, exit strategies, which is key. These structures are pretty simple to get into. You have a C corp and a company retirement plan, and you're off and running. Within about 2 to 3 weeks, the money's sitting in your corporate account, and you're now a business owner. The more complicated part is 10 years from now, 20 years from now, if you want to sell the business, you want to leave it to your kids, maybe you want to sell off a part of the business, there are a lot of different exit strategies that you can do, and it's important to work with a company that can get you the most, from a tax perspective, the most tax-efficient exit strategies when you're dealing with, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars coming to you potentially. You want to make sure you're in the most tax-advantaged position, because as our founder likes to say, it's not how much money you make, it's how much of it you get to keep when all is said and done.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's a huge... Yeah, that's a huge part of it. Because so Benetrends, you help them manage the plan all the way through to the end, correct?
You got it. We help people get the funding. Once they have the funding, we help them stay protected and build wealth through the company plan. And then on the back end, we help with an exit strategy. Again, when you want to sell the business or leave it to kids or whatever that might be. So we're there through the whole process.
And the one thing I heard too that's really unique from things that, you know, we've dealt with in talking to different institutions, is you deal both with the SBA and the retirement account loans. Usually it's one or the other.
Yeah, we do both. So if somebody needs an SBA, say someone wants to buy $500,000 business, they have $200,000 in retirement, and they need another $300,000 from a loan, we can help them with both. So yeah, that is unique. We do both things, and it's good to do it all under one umbrella. You don't have to worry about coordinating your bank with us or
right.
coordinating us with your bank. We can take care of all. Now, we do work with a lot of banks. A lot of banks refer clients to us because they need additional funding for cash injection or down payment. So a lot of banks call me up and say, hey, Tony, I got this client. He needs to take $100 out of his retirement account. And that's fine. But if you're a candidate who's looking to cover all things under one roof, we can do it for you. If you need your financing and your retirement plan to work
okay.
together.
Well, that was a question I was going to have, what the banks think of this, but they obviously, they, you know, the smart ones like you guys if they're sending business to you.
Even the dumb ones kind of, they just have to be, they just have to be educated.
Right.
It is interesting because we do get some clients who find us on their own, but they're working with a bank. And then once they get into the minutia of this, they say, hey, our bank doesn't understand what you guys are doing, Tony.
Right.
It's really just a matter of an explanation. We have an SBA guarantee letter that we send out to all lenders that do SBA loans with us. So it's easily explained.
Okay. Okay. Now, I mean, one of the things that comes to mind here, because you know, when you're using your retirement funds for buying a business, you know, those funds, you're investing into this brand new business. And, you know, anybody that's ever watched old Kitchen Nightmares or any of those things like that, where they see the grandmother who's invested her whole life savings into this business that the grandson is wild, you know, has, you know, whatever he's done away with it. You know, so you must have seen some business failures. Do you see things that are kind of keys to people that are successful? Because you obviously had a lot of successes through the years and with people. Have you, you know, do you get, and I, you know, being with their retirement plans, you know, you obviously know what's successful and what isn't. So if you'd like to share that, just, you see anything that helps people guarantee success, what success you can guarantee, to be honest.
Yeah. So I would say it's an interesting question, Peter, because in our world, especially if people are just using retirement funds, you know, they can, our transaction, the Rainmaker plan, it's not a loan. So it's not underwritten, right? So if you walk into a bank and say, give me $500,000, the bank's going to, like you said earlier, they're going to go take you through underwriting.
Oh, believe me.
Sure, financials are good. They're going to want to see the business plan and tax return and bank statements. And they're going to want a patch of your hair and a blood type. They're going to want everything from you in order to give you that money, which in some respects is not horrible because they're going to make you do the due diligence to make sure you want to do this and to make sure the numbers work to make it successful. Right.
Okay.
With the retirement fund process, all that's out the window. You don't have to, we don't need a business plan. We don't need a credit report. We don't need your tax returns. If you have $250,000 in an IRA and you want to use that to buy this restaurant, you can do it. And you'll have the money to do it in about 2 to 3 weeks. So what I would say is that client has to be self-disciplined and prepared. They have to do a business plan just for the sake of doing it so they can see the numbers to make sure the business is going to work. So I'd say being prepared is critical with the retirement fund process because it is a true investment. Like you just said, if this thing doesn't work out, your retirement money might not be coming back to you, or all of it might not be coming back. So you want to make sure you prepare. You want to do a business plan on your own, do some projections on your own, take a look at the current owner's bank statements, you know, financials, tax returns, have a good accountant on your team who can help. And I'd say validation is also critical. You want to validate. You want to talk to maybe other business owners who are doing the same thing, especially in the franchising world. If you're going to open a franchise, if you're going to open up a Dunkin' Donut location, it's probably wise to talk to 5 or 6 other Dunkin' Donut location owners just so they can give you some tips and some validation. Most franchise companies require it, but you want to do a little bit on your own as well just to make sure you're completely crystal clear as you walk into the venture. Because
I think a lot of people,
it's an easy transaction to do, which is great in many respects, but it also requires some self-discipline to make sure it's the right move.
Well, I think a lot of people go into it too, and they don't realize the downsides, or they think that, oh, if I love to fish, owning a bait shop is going to be, you know, glorious. We owned a little golf course for 10 years and I played it the day before we closed on it, the day after we sold it. in between that, I didn't play more than 2 holes of golf on that.
It's funny you say that, Pete. I had clients, I talked to a lot of different people. I had a client who was, he called me up. He was going to buy a restaurant. There was this restaurant for sale. It had closed down. And he was going to buy it. And, you know, just out of curiosity, I said, so what happened to the current owner? And he said, well, the restaurant's not in the greatest location. You really can't see it. And they didn't have the best food. So my question, so What do you have plans? What are your plans? And his plan was to, you know, he's gonna get a new menu, he's gonna buy a bigger sign, and that was kind of his plan. And he had enough in retirement to do it all. So, you know, transaction happens, he gets the funding, he buys the restaurant, he calls me back in 6 months and says, Tony, I need more money. And it was, you know, there was sort of a, in the back of your mind, you go like, you could tell when he was talking that there's probably a little bit more due diligence he needs to do. Yeah. He finally got an accountant on his team. He got an attorney on his team, and he worked some deals out with the lease. And it worked out for him.
It was a rude awakening.
It worked out. It would have been a much easier process if he had done this 2 months before he bought the business.
Well, on the upside, it's lucky that he didn't have that nut of a loan.
Without a doubt, that was the benefit. He didn't have the big debt over his head to manage as well. There's still a level of preparedness that needs to take place whenever you're going to buy a business. You got to do validation. You got to have an accountant, an attorney. You just really have to go through those. Sometimes you think it's a waste and it's not needed, but it is. It's money well spent. Having a good accountant on your team is invaluable.
Right, and it's also when you're using your system, there's not that banker looking over your shoulder going, "Hey, this might be a bad deal for you."
You got it.
You know, so, and I remember dealing with attorneys. You know, my background was a real estate background, but we would deal with businesses and things like that. And there was these attorneys that were smart enough to tell their clients, well, if they're losing money every year and it's getting worse and worse and worse, what are you going to do to turn it around? You know, because we all think we can be rainmakers and turn things around. And right. All the entrepreneurs do. Right. But sometimes it's more than just getting a different menu and building a different, you know, putting a bigger sign up.
You got it.
You know, now if somebody, how do they get a hold of you, Tony? We're going to have this on our podcast, but just if you want to talk, if somebody that listens to this says, boy, this is really, you know, I want to scratch that itch of looking at a new business, how do they find you?
Sure. So Pete, I can be reached. We're remote now, so I'm pretty much available anytime. Hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But again, this number I'm going to give everyone rings my cell phone, so I'm always available. My direct dial is 267-328-1316. Again, 267-328-1316. Email is just real simple, Tony, T-O-N-Y, at benetrends.com, and that's benetrends.com. So Tony at benetrends.com. Shoot me an email, give me a call. And we can pick our conversation up whenever someone's ready.
Well, I sure appreciate the time you spent with us today and some of the insights in it, because it opened my eyes to it before our conversation here. As much as I've researched your company, I wasn't aware how deep you got into the SBA funding, which I think is great.
We try to do it all, Pete. Yeah, we try to do it all. We do a few other things that we can talk about at another time on the admin side, but the rollover process and the SBA, those are the two big things we do. We help entrepreneurs get finance so they can go out and start their American dream.
Well, that's super. That's super. Again, thank you for your time. You know, stay safe. And to everybody listening out there, thank you very much for listening in today.